Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
Is that Normie Tech, the screen thing?
There's an item that does it. I hate it too, don't get me wrong. It's very annoying. Any game that's like, you know,
you're drunk, now you can't see or walk right. Haha.
I hate it.
What do you got going on the rest of the week?
I'm gonna play more Repentance today. Tomorrow maybe I'll try to get a squad going for some of that new old Mario Party. They finally released the real online game mode that they held back for 2 years as a joke.
Did they really?
Yeah. So originally, because you, me, and Mathis played it, remember? And you could only like, you would pick five mini games, and then whoever did the best would get the crown.
I don't even remember that. Are you sure that's real?
Yeah, when you, me, and Mathis used to do like once a week like multiplayer recording, and we were like, we could play Super Mario Party, but they didn't like they don't have the board game version of the game online, which is just insane. And then they released it today.
I don't remember two years
after the game originally came out. <That's-> Business.
Oh,
how about you? What do you got going on?
Just, you know, probably some more Repentance this week, and maybe a little Zomboid. I gotta tell you, man, ever since we talked about Les Tarkov, it's like it's permeating a lot. There's a lot of permeation.
I hear you. Yeah. Plus, yeah, there's a lot less Tarkov, which is really the meat and potatoes of that, I think.
Oh, we played Tarkov today. I did three strikes of Tarkov, so if we died three times, I yeeted it. You think it lasted longer or less than 60 minutes?
Less than.
We would be correct. All right, man. It was all good. Right. Let me know. But I mean, if you play PUBG, good luck. If you push it a week, I'll play. You convinced me.
Let's go. Let's all go. Right. All right. Later.
I'll see you, man.
All right, I'm going to play more Repentance, but first I'm going to go to the bathroom. So click the follow button, and I won't run ads. How's that for a deal? See you in a couple minutes. TCL2 PUBG, baby. TCL2 PUBG. Thanks for the raid, Daniel. TCL2 PUBG, baby. Yeah, baby. Tony. TCL Tuesday, baby. TCL Tuesday. Repentance. That's it. That's the tweet. Get in here. Dude, Dan, we got to go back to Fortnite. I just got a pop-up on my desktop. They added Neymar Jr., the Brazilian footballer. He's a real, they added a real guy to Fortnite. That's so good. Neymar Jr., you could shoot the Mandalorian with Neymar Jr., and then dab on him next to John Wick. You can make it look like Neymar is kissing Chun-Li. Hey, Chun-Li, hop in the whip. It's me, Neymar Jr. Skrrt! We're back. Here we go. The Binding of Isaac. Whoa, Chad, what's the Dan's games for, Chad? You don't like Isaac? Okay, let's see what's going on over here, man. Hair so long that she looked like Eve? Blue, okay, fine. Blue baby poop lord, anything goes. I resist the idea that people are saying this is a sleeper strong character. I very much disagree. I feel like that's one of those things where people go like, oh no, it's not that the game's bad. No, it's not that the Silmarillion's bad. It's just that you have to give the Silmarillion a chance. You just have to give it a chance. Oh, it's not as... This is really good. It's not as accessible as some of the other
books in the series, but if you give it a chance, then if you don't have a feeble mind, then it's not so bad. I'm not insulting the Silmarillion. I'm speaking what are known as facts. There's a difference, honey. Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. Shadow facts? Dude, I'll watch the Lord of the Rings series when it comes out for sure. For sure. How is the AHA? Oh, you mean the AHA sparkling water beverage with natural flavors? Honestly, somebody on Twitter was like, I don't really like it. It gives me heartburn. And that's why we talked about heartburn yesterday. And then I drank it. And I was like, you know what? I think they're absolutely right. Chad described heartburn to me as someone who I don't think had ever really experienced it. They described it as a burp that you can't get out. It's kind of like a burning sensation in your thoracic cavity. And I was experiencing that yesterday. I was like, you know what? Maybe the AHA, it is a little too fizzy. So I think nothing against the flavor for sure, but the actual, like, you know, the stoichiometric composition of it is a little too fizzy for me, maybe. I don't know. It could also be because I drank, like, one can after the stream in, like, I don't know, like 34 seconds, but you know what? That's not so bad. Now that I think about it, number two is not that bad to begin with. The toxic bombs are going to, they got good AoE. What I meant to say was actually it's Zane. It's just Zane, sweetheart. I know a lot of Isaac content creators are afraid of having fun. Not me, baby. Not me. I'll always meme it up. Yes, sir. Something, something built different. Exactly. Now you're getting it. Yeah, that's right. You don't hit that with a number two. That wasn't meant to be funny. It was meant to be serious. You don't judge, oh, hey, the obituaries page had no punchline today. Congrats on the viral tweet. Thank you. Every day, I look at that tweet and I smile to myself, knowing I finally accomplished something in life. It is by far the most successful tweet I've ever had on the platform. It is at the point where now, couple times a day, I'll check Twitter and some random will be like, they'll just like engage with the tweet in bad faith. And then it's always like, you know, it's a joke that uses the Avengers as like a template. And then one person replied, like, I'm begging people to please watch a movie that's not a Marvel movie. And I was like, man, wonder what this guy's up to. And then, like, I went to his Twitter profile, and his profile picture was Donatello from the Ninja Turtles. And I was like, how about that? Really makes you think. Sounds about right. He does do machines. Hey, I'm not insulting Donatello. Also, it's not a tweet about the quality of the film. Yeah, but it's like a Christopher Columbus thing. Like, you know, even if you make a joke at Christopher Columbus's expense, people, like, trip over themselves. In chat, they're like, did you know he's a bad guy? And I'm like, yeah, I know. Well, just shut up and laugh, dummy. You know, he's been dead for 700 years. Let's put a smile on that face. Stop talking about... Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot my editor's note. No more jokes about Christopher Columbus. My mistake. My most successful tweet was about the vaccine. Dude, I don't know if you saw. I think you were away. But I applauded you last week about the vaccine tweet. I was like, big ups to my man Apollo for... making a tweet about the vaccine, even though I was focusing on the wrong thing there. I was focusing on complimenting my friend when I should have focused on not getting killed. Anyway, long story short, I was like, I'm proud of you for making the tweet about the vaccine. And I was laughing at the people that were like, you know, followed by nobody that you follow, follows nobody that you follow, that were like, okay, sweaty. I am not going to let Bill Gates put his microchip into me, but if you want to lose your, and I'm like, dude, what do you think Bill Gates wants to do? Monitor you, like, you know, eating corn-based snacks and refreshing Twitter all day, being mean to people? Like, I think he's probably got better things to do, quite frankly. Don't flatter yourself. I feel so seen. Do you ever listen to the Chemical Bros? Does this answer your question? Ready, steady, go! Down, 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 down ready, steady, go! I don't know anything about the Chemical Brothers except that they're on the Matrix soundtrack. They're Matrix music, right? Confirm or deny, please. Matrix music. Ready now. Dude, Rage Against the Machine ever needs a mouth guitarist, I'm just saying, I'm ready. The fire causes the gas to explode, shattering commodes. They make the show shop. Show to make the bodies drop. Something and something and something. Dump that. I don't. You disgust me, Murray, etc. Literally laughing out loud. LOL, Larry. LOL. Anyway, I was proud of you, Apollo. That's what I said. It happens, like, I mean, we get, like, two kinds of, I'm just going to say it, two kinds of weirdo comments about COVID, which is, like, people who are like, wow, you really are a sheep who believes the vaccines are going to, like, you know, not give you 5G, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. What of it? Okay, so we've disarmed those pretty easily. If you want, come on. Don't talk about that stuff on Twitch. You take that stuff to Facebook where people will be like, so true. The other kind is when people are like, please stop talking about COVID. And I'm like, bro, it's still going on here. I'm sorry that it's so inconvenient for you that even though you've been vaccinated, you have to be inconvenienced hearing about how like other places still have to deal with it. But, you know, hopefully I'll be joining you in that camp as soon as possible. Yeah, no, you're right. BC has let people sign up. Unfortunately, you don't get immunity to the virus when you enter your phone number into a Google form. You actually need to get jabbed in the shoulder in order to get the value of the antibodies. So you're not wrong. It would be sick if it worked like that, but anyway, I got a taste for the steel. That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard Sip say when he said, I got a taste for the steel now. It's so good. Anyone else find Bill Gates kind of hot now? That's it, dude. I see what you're doing. So the joke is that Bill Gates, after being rejected by women throughout his scholastic career, he's like, finally, I'll inject them all with the Bill Gates love potion. They'll be sorry. They'll all be sorry. That'd be pretty funny. I mean, like, if it wasn't so true, bestie. Cleaver, no thank you. I'm with Cleave, I leave, actually. I'll make the whole universe horny. Would you still take the vaccine if it grew your hair back? Possibly the worst question that's ever been asked. Honest, I get that it's a joke, but makes me wonder about the state of humanity that popped into your head. Would I do my part to contribute to, you know, ending a global pandemic if it meant that I had to shave from time to time? No. Mildly inconvenience myself for the good of mankind? I don't think so. I don't think I would. Would you take a dump for $1 billion? I'd think about it. I'd have to think about it. I will take, dude. Thanks to Book of Revelations, we can take. I want to see alternate universe NL that didn't have male pattern baldness. It's just look up Wayne Rooney before and after hair transplant. Anyway, that's all I got. I was proud of Apollo. That's what I was saying. It's it. What is it? Exactly. Mike Patton. Faith no more. Faith no more? Faith yes more. Honestly, I think that would solve a lot of the problems we're facing as a society right now. Don't you agree? No? All right. Why are you booing me? I'm right. Faith plus one. What is Faith plus one? I remember that. That's. Oh, is it from South Park? Never mind. They're on the Christopher Columbus list. We don't discuss South Park on this channel. Dude, it's crazy. Like, if I'm John F. Kennedy voice, if elected to the office of President of the United States of America, I promise I will pass a law. No cartoon can have more than 10 seasons. Not The Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park, American Dad. A decade is enough. They consistently lose their touch. Why is Squidbillies still on the air? Nobody watches it. It doesn't make sense. It's always on. I've never heard anyone discuss it throughout human history. Why does it take up a time slot that could go to something else? Something not more deserving, but equally deserving and equally underserved. Sorry, we just kept going. Just kept going. Guess what? It's not gonna end. You hate adult cartoons? Yeah, just the bad ones. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. What about BoJack Horseman? Say it. Say it. Say it. Say the words. You know you want. You know you're thinking it. Say the words. I may watch Invincible. Okay, so here's what happened. All right, I saw the trailer for Invincible 4 months ago. Thought to myself, that looked cool. Then, flash forward to 3 weeks ago. Everybody's talking about this show, Invincible, saying it's so good. I say, what the heck is it? I forgot it existed. They say, it's a cartoon. I say, oh, never mind. So I think I should watch it, probably. Because I think in my brain, I already decided that it looked kind of good. Wait, what's it? It's on Amazon Prime? Yes. Okay. I could give it a shot then. At least it's not on HBO Max, also known as... lol, no, this isn't available in your time zone. Birthright gives you 27 poo slots. Birthright, more like taco night. Oh, man. That's more poo slots than... Okay, let's not go down that road. I wasn't going to make a joke about what you think I was going to make a joke about. I was going to say, like, I thought they were bathroom stalls. Someone should call PAX. Someone should call, because you're always waiting for toilets at PAX. But anyway, you get it. You get it. Good poo, please. Good poos, good poos, good poos. Name that song. Can you name that song? That's a tough one. No. It's not called Good Poos. It's not called Good Poos by the Pooh Brothers. It's not the Chemical Brothers. It's, I don't see it yet in chat, so I'm going to spoil it. If I don't see it, I'm going to spoil it. Wow, okay, honestly, I think you actually got it. It is Now We're Finally Landing off of Weezer's unreleased concept album that later appeared as the song Now We're Finally Landing on Rivers Cuomo's first solo album. You must feel so stupid right now that you didn't get that. Palm tree girls love palm tree guys. Jesse, what the hell are you talking about? It's called a deep cut, sweetheart. Stay noited. You like Weezer's new album? Nope. Absolutely not. Next. NL confirmed noited. Based and grip pilled. Facts. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. I have no idea what's happening. Is it, like, I'm so freaking twisted up. Is this a tinted rock? Am I crazy? It looks weird, right? Like, it's got some detritus. Something's not right with it, man. I was thinking about that when I was recording for YouTube today. I was like, man, I miss, like, not having to look for tinted rocks myself. And instead just being able to rely on chat pointing them out. It's like, I think they made so many extra rock textures, it's a little harder to spot the tinted rocks. Oh, it's you're right. It's actually just from my poo meter. My mistake. You get to outsource part of the game. I'm a big fan of unleashing my cognitive load whenever possible. I won't shut up about it, as you're aware. Afraid I prematurely shot my load on what was supposed to be something of a dry run, and now I've got a bit of a mess on my hands. No. This is not hubris number three. Gotta do boss rush, gotta do the hush, gotta take the negative and go on the dark path today. We gotta book in its place. Yeah. Somebody better put that dirt into your face. We will boss rush. Dunka, da dunk, dunk, dunka. What are the three correct ingredients to add to a burger? I'm just letting you know. You're going to get a lot of Melvins replying to that and being like, bread, burger. They're trying to debate you on semantics, and it would be wise not to engage them. If we're talking about the toppings that you would add to a burger that already consists of some kind of ground meat patty plus bun, not cheese. Cheese is optional, and as a result, must be included in the discussion. However, bun and burger, 100% handled. If you wish to replace the bun with a lettuce wrap or something like that, that's your prerogative, but that is not considered the default. If you could only have three things that you must add to a burger. Thing one, cheese. Absolutely. What kind of cheese? That's for you to find out and me to know, okay? Next, I'm going to be honest with you. This is going to be controversial, but it's my pick. So, you know, if you don't like it, you can leave. I love a burger with a pickle. The pickle, I consider it a core element of the burger. If it doesn't have the pickle, I'm not as interested. Then if you offer me a third thing on the burger, it's tough. I think you got to go with some sort of sauce there. For sure. Like, I love an onion on a burger, but if you only get three things, the pickle is kind of in the onion's domain. You know, it has that same kind of, like, acidic hit to it. I gotta be honest, like, I'm not much of a ketchup guy. The one exception is, like, the intermingling of the sweetness of the ketchup and the acid burn of the pickle is incredible. So I might say ketchup, cheese, pickle. And it brings me no pleasure to do so. Because I know that it's gonna be controversial for a certain subset of the audience. How do you feel about fries on the burger? I wouldn't say no, but I like fries in a wrap. Like some of the you know, I've been getting these like this lunch service delivers like 10 pre-cooked lunches every Sunday. Some of the wraps, you can tell it's like obvious they went to McDonald's, bought like McDonald's French fries and then included them in the wrap. And it's a dream come true. You'd think I would be like, you know, you think I don't realize this is McDonald's, you little shit. I wanted farm to table French fries in my cauliflower street wrap, you little bitch. But I'm like, dude, McDonald's French fries and the cauliflower street wrap. This is a dream come true. It's like I'm so annoyed. I don't know what that means. It's good anyway. But like on a burger, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be against it. It wouldn't be something I would consider part of my top three, as we previously mentioned, but I'd give it a try. I like an onion ring on a burger, but I don't like when they do like, they're like, it's a burger with an onion ring, but it's like one freaking, like, it's thicker than the burger patty, and it's like, it's impossible to eat it appropriately. Just a little onion is okay. When they give you the huge one, I'm like, you don't respect the foundational construction that leads to a great burger. You're just stacking stuff on top, and then I don't like a burger that looks better on the menu than it does on the plate, you know? Ooh, look at this. It's got 25 different things I like on it. Then when it actually shows up, you're like, I can't even consume this. Like, it's inedible. That is most burgers. I mean, I've said it once. I've said it a million times. I'm a simple burger man. I went to the Le Cordon Bleu Culinary Academy. You have no respect for the firmness of a bottom bun that serves as the structural foundation of a sandwich. You're nothing. I walked Marco Pierre White on stage at the James Beard Awards in 1974. You're nothing. You couldn't even hash a brown, much less brown a home fry. Yeah, I know what the James Beard Awards are. You think I don't put in the work to research these bits? Come on, man. I'm something of a connoisseur myself. Plus two, thank you. Wait a minute, the bits are rehearsed? We workshopped them. I have a team of writers, and after the stream, that's why I have to leave at the like prompt 4 o'clock time. I got to go over. We do like a quick postmortem after every show, and we go like, here's what worked, here's what didn't, and then we come back the next day. So, for example, they're really getting on me. They're like, shut the frick up about Christopher Columbus, dude. Stop talking about Christopher Columbus. Every time you bring up Christopher Columbus, viewer engagement plummets, and also we get a bunch of very, very angry letters. So I'm trying to work that out of my habit. But it's like, it's so many of my bits rely on Christopher Columbus as a punchline. I really should have diversified my comedic sensibilities. Do the writers want you to do the writers bit? What writers? Oh, right. Those guys? Oh, who cares about those guys? Conjoined? Boo, get more material. Me looking down at a cue card that just says, I'm going to become the Joker. Have you ever received an angry letter in the post? No, not at all, actually. I have nothing to add to that. I think at this point, if you get an angry letter in the mail, you have to call the police. Anybody that would resort to the postal service as a way to express their displeasure needs to be on the radar of the local authorities. That is something you only do when you've truly lost your mind. That's what. When did we do the bit where we were like, you know, back in the day, you just kind of like admire the commitment to anger that you had to have if you were going to write a letter to your newspaper. Like nowadays, like if there's an article you don't like in the New York Times, you just drag them, right? You just drag them on Twitter. Can you imagine what it was like in like 1962? You get mad at something in the newspaper, you got to like get out the good stationery, corporate letterhead and stuff like that, and then like, while you're writing, you got to keep your teeth gritted just to make sure that you maintain the level of anger that inspired you to write the letter in the first place. I can't even imagine, man. To whom it may concern. Yeah, then you got to... I'm out of stamps. I got to go buy a stamp. Excuse me, can I have a dozen stamps, please? Sure, do you want normal ones or do you want these ones? They got like, they're celebrating the history of the Wurlitzer jukebox. I'll take the jukebox ones, please. Are they the same price? Yes. Then why wouldn't I take the jukebox stamps? Back in my day, we just nailed it to the church door. I get it. That's a good one. Martin Luther King reference. Classic. Plus two. Thank you. Just regular Martin Luther? Correct, yes. Minus two for you, though. Because, yeah, that's the joke. Do you think it's impossible? Okay, let me start with the premise, okay? I was watching HBO yesterday. HBO in Canada is, by Canadian law, is forced to suck. We've talked about it many times. They can't play good content, i.e. American content. They have to play Canadian content, i.e. bad content. I got nothing but national pride in a lot of domains. Like, for example, I think in music, Canada has like a disproportionately high amount of accomplished and great musicians per capita. Based on its population size, it's overrepresented. Movies and television, there's a couple good ones, don't get me wrong. Everyone's always like, hey, Anna, what about Kenny versus Spenny? And I'm like, yep, okay, yeah, what about it? Hasn't been on the air for about 15 years, but that's okay. You're not wrong. Regardless, for TV, that's not the it's not all that in the bag of potato chips, right? And the good Canadian TV shows, HBO doesn't have the rights to them. Most of them are CBC originals, like Esses Creek and Kim's Convenience. Anyway, so I was watching yesterday, and there was a stand-up comedian. He was doing a stand-up comedy sketch, or stand-up comedy set, I should say, as stand-up comedians are wont to do. And he went on an extended bit about airplanes, and his jokes were fine. You know, like, I thought they were funny, reasonably so. The audience was giving him nothing, and that's when I realized people are actually just done with airplanes. They have been joked about so prodigiously over the last several decades of stand-up comedy. Unless you have a 10 out of 10 joke about airplanes, people are like, shut up. We know. It's uncomfortable. Like, it's... If I worked in comedy consulting, which is, you know, maybe a pivot later, those who can't do consults, I'm farting. I do be farting. I would be like, tell me your joke about airplanes. And they'd be like, hey, what's going on with that little air thing up at the top of it? It really dries out your eyes. Thanks for nothing. I'd be like, Brett, you just got to get rid of that. You gotta pull that out of your set. Come on. No one has laughed at a joke about an airplane since probably like 1996. Jerry Seinfeld killed it, man. What's the joke about jokes about airplanes has destroyed it. Like, anytime you joke about an airplane now, people are like, and what's the deal with the food? And he's like, oh, how did you see my cue cards? Anyway, that was my thought. I don't think it's possible to make an original funny joke about airplanes now. You could make music for airports. Brian Eno proved that in 1975. But you can't make jokes about them anymore. Better start doing boat-based humor. What's the deal with live wells? Is it alive? Well, for now. Okay, that's where you keep the fish that you catch before you gut them. Or bicycle jokes? Maybe. I don't know. Like, all my transportation-based humor is in a very, very bad spot. Gotta start doing jokes about, I don't know, bridges, man. Toll bridge? Yeah, it takes a toll out of me when the slowpokes won't get out of the left lane. I'm not even looking at chat. I already know you're saying minus two. And the worst part is, I deserve it. Look, that's off the cuff, man. I'm doing my best. Where's the bombs, Drake? There you go. I like that. Where's the bombs, Drake? I get it. I know the memes. I'm hip. I'm with it. Did you accidentally cause the third impact, Drake? Drake, is this the third impact? No, I'm just out here in outer space on my hands and knees because I want you. Yeah, it's the third impact. Joke about two media properties I have absolutely no familiarity with whatsoever. Check. Plus two. Thank, dude, we got a good ratio today. Cross that off the bingo card, boys. How are the bingo parlors doing during COVID? Probably not so good, huh? Did you know Drake Bell moved to Mexico and became a Spanish language pop star? Brother, I'm going to do you one better. I don't know who the hell Drake even is. I don't even know the famous Drake, much less the one that I'm pretty sure is from a Disney Channel television program. This stuff is way after my time. Nickelodeon. Okay, my mistake. My mistake. Totally different. Yeah, the only Drake I know is freaking Sir Francis Drake, dude. Also, probably not a good guy, but I would personally guarantee less atrocities on the record than Christopher Columbus, is my guess. Shut up about Christopher Columbus, dude! I'm sorry, I can't get him out of my head. Hello, flies. Would you like to join me? Look who decided to adult today. Welcome to the rest of the fight. You ever get hit by that one, Apollo? Your mom ever, like, when you came out of your room to get, like, a snack or something like that, she'll hit you with, like, a look who decided to people today or something like that? That's not meant to be an insult. I got hit by that all the time. I got that all the time as a teenager. Look who decided to adult today. Look who came out of their cave. No, my mom loves me too. You know, it was just at the time, you know, they didn't have a teenage experience where they had prodigious access to the kind of information we had on the internet. Instead, they were talking on the phone all the time, but there was like a new form of technology that their kids were interfacing with that they were unfamiliar with. So they'd, you know, make a joke in an attempt to like just poke a little bit of fun, just the slightest bit of fun. But then since you're a teenager, you don't take it as like something for fun. You take it personally. Why would my mom make a joke at my expense? She's such a B word. Yeah, I called her a B word, but that's, she made a joke at my expense. You know, it's that teenage dilemma that Katy Perry sings about. Where's my grilled cheese sandwich? You said you'd get me a chocolate milk and you didn't. That makes you a liar. That's Teenage Dream, the Minecraft guy. You know what? Now I'm in a position. I'm going to give you a +2. That's a pretty good joke. Is it crazy? Katy Perry sang about Teenage Dream. Now on Twitch, everybody's watching a Teenage Dream. Crazy. When I 10 years ago, we still have Bob Hope, Johnny Cash, and Steve Jobs. Now we got no Hope, no Jobs, and no Cash, man. Also, 10 years ago, we did not have Johnny Cash. Steve Jobs still for a couple of months. I think he died in like late September 2011. But Johnny Cash was definitely already dead, I think. Please rate Teen Dream by Beach House. Is that the one that goes, you know you go, you ain't got to worry now. Awaken child, it's time to remember. Don't I know you better than the rest? All in sense. Is it that one? Apollo, are you here? You ever hear that song? He has been here for probably half an hour. That's why the joke works. Is it the one that goes, Norway, Norway, Norway? No, that one's called Norway. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Steve Jobs died October 5th, 2011. How do you remember that? Okay, so when I taught in Korea, I had a friend, well, like a co-worker, whose contract ran out, which is normal. So he went home. His contract ran out at the end of September. So he went home early October. I remember talking to him on Facebook Messenger, and he was like, yo, I just landed in Hong Kong for my layover, and I saw that Steve Jobs died. And I was like, you're right. He did. I didn't say, like, you know, I mean, I was just, what are you supposed to say? I was like, you know, rip to a legend. Hope he's wearing turtlenecks in heaven. Turtlenecks are pretty cool. Dude, what about like a sleeveless turtleneck? And jorts? Do you still talk to people you worked with in Korea? No, but I got like nothing against most of them. There's a couple of people like I was glad to never see again for sure. But not in like a, ooh, dodged a bullet there. Much more of like, you know, just like we're not like, only circumstance brought us together. There's a guy I taught English with in Korea who, he was from Vancouver. I had not lived in Vancouver yet by the time I was in Korea. And then when I came back, you know, I moved to Vancouver. And like 6 years after that, I was playing in a Magic the Gathering tournament. The GP Vancouver 2016 probably. And he was there. And I was like, yo, what's up? And he was like, yo, what's up? And then we kind of like, we were friends-ish in Korea. You know, we got along. We made each other laugh. And he was like, you know, we added each other on Facebook. And then he was like, hey, you know, I have a Magic the Gathering like group that plays every Wednesday at 6. Do you want to like join up? And I was like, oh, I can't. That's when I have night class. And then he said, oh, okay. And I've never talked to him since. You know, the winds of fate pushed us in different directions. It's not rejected. I really had night class. Cool guy, though. Ball's in your court now? Yeah, I deleted my Facebook, though. That's all I got. So I'll probably never see him again. But I also sort of feel like that's how life should go. I think you should have people that are, you should have people that you never see again. You meet them for like a brief period of your life and then, you know, they're gone forever. You don't need to be friends with everybody forever. I wish him the best in all sincerity. Would you wish me the best? I don't know. Who are you? I mean, that's the thing is, like, you know, I joke about being, like, antisocial. I'm not antisocial at all. Like, I enjoy, now and then, at least, interacting with other human beings that I enjoy the company of, okay? The flip side of that is that I also have about 3 hours a week total of time that could be devoted to something of my choosing. And as a result, I have to budget that. So when people are like, and this hasn't happened during COVID, obviously, but when people are like, hey, do you want to like hang out on like Saturday or something? I do, but I also can't because I need that time for my own sanity. I need to knock out the things that I need to do for myself. But Malf, once, sorry to ghost you all the time, Malf, sorry. But once I retire, Malf, oh, we should go golfing all the time. Get a golf and country club membership, start playing pickleball next year. Don't tempt me. We'll see how the S&P 500 does, but, you know, based on its previous returns, we're likely to expect lower equity premiums for the near future. Unless Verdi went. Malf, come on, man. Sometimes you need to sack personal time for friends. Absolutely not. I mean, some you can, don't get me wrong. Need to? No. What if they're drowning? Okay. Corey, if you were drowning and you sent me a Discord DM and said, hey, can you come get me? I'm drowning. I would pause the Isaac recording and come get you. If you were like, do you want to play Pandemic Legacy at a board game cafe? I'd be like, probably put that on the back burner for like a couple of years until the baby's, you know, old enough to not need 24/7 around the clock attention. It's true. You can't pause a stream. So if you have the choice between when you need urgent life-saving help, definitely not between the hours of 11 and 4 would be for the best. I've heard your Jim Houston comments. I want to let you know people don't hate Jim Houston as much as they hate Jack Edwards. Is Jack Edwards he's the Boston Bruins announcer who, like, you know, Brad Marchand could, like, bite off somebody's nose and he would be like, when a clean hit from Marchand! The enemy's bleeding profusely! He couldn't stand up to that kind of aggression. I will say, though, I know, like, I think Bear and I have talked about this. Actually, I think Malf and I have talked about it. I think I've talked about this with everybody I know. I know that it's like an unwritten or perhaps even a written rule of sports that announcers should be impartial. I completely disagree. I would love to see, like, when I'm watching the home broadcast, I would love to see total homer announcers, man. I have to maintain some kind of degree of decorum, I know. It just seems like a weird rule to me. It's like, I'm watching the Canucks broadcast. I want to hear the announcer be like, oh, come on! He's trying to take his head off! You can't do that! Then when you gotta watch the away feed, you're like, bleh! Okay, I agree. National coverage, Hockey Night in Canada should be impartial, but the local markets... Anyway, good run though, dude. I can't believe we did it. Another win, baby. IBS, baby. Slash marker. IBS. Slash.
Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.